The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
And now Boris Johnson, we turn our attention to, he has lost, or rather his party, the Conservative Party, have lost those two by-elections, one to the Labour Party and one to the Liberal Democrats. That Lib Dem seat lost in a Tory heartland. Boris Johnson himself, he's admitted that, yes, the by-election results are tough, but he says largely this is down to the war and that voters are going through a tough time at the moment. Take a listen.
Yes, it's absolutely true that we've had some tough by-election results, and they've been, I think, a reflection of a lot of things, but we've got to recognise that voters are going through a tough time at the moment. And I think that as a government, I've got to listen to what people are saying. But what I can say to people is we will get through this, we will get through it well, but clearly we've got to listen to these results.
Well, Oliver Dowden says you can't go on with business as usual, and everything you've just said is what you've been saying for weeks. This is about you. It's not about all the other stuff.
Well, that may be your view. I think that what governments have also got to recognise is that, although, you know, I don't want to in any way to minimise the importance of what voters are saying, it is also true that in mid-term, governments post-war lose by-elections.
Yeah, that was Boris Johnson speaking a little bit earlier this afternoon. Lord Robert Hayward joins me now. He's a Conservative peer, former MP and a political analyst. Robert, you're very welcome back to the show, and it's good to talk to you. I mean, if I had a euro for every time people suggest that Boris was done for, I wouldn't need to be here interviewing. Yeah, I would be so wealthy. I suppose the point, though, is all of those people who say the end is nigh, eventually they will be proved right. Is this that time?
No, it was Enoch Powell who said all political careers end in failure. I don't think it's the time, but I think what is striking about the by-elections is that they are, both of them are worse than was expected by Conservative MPs. So there's no question MPs, whether they are loyal or not loyal, are rattled by them. And then, of course, we had the quite extraordinary event of the chairman of the Tory party, Oliver Dowden, resigning at 5:40 in the morning, which is a pretty rare event by any stretch of imagination.
There was a kind of a narrative that emerged in the wake of Partygate and other issues, and it was that, you know, for a certain amount of the Conservative Party, it was a very simple calculation to be made. It didn't matter what controversy Boris was mired in. Once he was still seen as an asset at the ballot box, he was still worth supporting. People, that's not necessarily a description of every member of the Conservative Party, but certainly I'm sure of some. Those people will begin to wobble today, you'd imagine, wouldn't they?
That is the key thing, is that I was talking to my colleagues, earlier this week. I know what sorts of majorities they were expecting. And the two seats are so very different. The people who inherently supported Boris were those in what are called red wall seats, the traditional industrial seats of the Midlands and the North, which turned Tory in 2019. And the majority in Wakefield is bigger than expected. And then, of course, you've got the Tiverton result, which is a very big swing in very traditional rural, agricultural and retirement Devon.
I heard one interpretation of the results as well, that it's very much evidence of tactical voting, which, again, is worrying for Boris Johnson, that, you know, you look at how few people voted Lib Dem where Labour's won at Wakefield, and vice versa where the Lib Dems won, how few people voted Labour, and it would suggest that a lot of people, you know, kind of swing voters, if we'll describe them that way, looked at who was simply the candidate likely to give Boris a bloody nose, and I will vote for that person.
There's no question about that. That was the message that came off the doorsteps. Although people have said that there are other issues, and you heard Boris there saying that there were issues in relation to the cost of living, everybody, journalists, politicians, were reporting that from both constituencies, the recurring issue was Boris himself. And there's a great irony, which is that if you add the Conservative vote of Wakefield and Tiverton together, it's larger than the Labour vote in Wakefield and Tiverton, and it's larger than the Liberal Democrat vote. So actually, the Conservatives won the overall vote in the two by-elections, but lost both seats because, as you say, people were voting tactically, and they no doubt about it, they were sending a message. And one of the other clear indications that this was the case was that instead of people staying at home, which, to be honest, I expected, by-election turnouts are always low, but these two were not as low as one might normally expect. So people actually bothered to go out and vote.
The future, then, if we try and look toward it, Robert, I mean, maybe this is an impossible question to ask, but I mean, do you get the sense that Boris is in this kind of limping on phase that some have suggested, you know, that John Major went through and that Theresa May went through and that other prime ministers, all the way back to Lord Walpole, if we want, went through, that there was kind of a limping on phase where the die had been cast?
There's no doubt that prime ministers who have votes of confidence against them generally go relatively soon, the one exception being John Major, who limped on until 1997 and then had a massive electoral defeat. So I share the view of many other political analysts that says that Boris will go at some stage, but he is probably more determined than any prime minister in my lifetime to stay as long as he possibly can. So Boris is an unpredictable person. Everybody knows that. But I think the messages are there. But I don't think it's going to be soon when he leaves the political foreground.
Well, it's the definite end of Boris Johnson version 35, 36 we're probably up to at this stage. But like we say, eventually those people who say the end is nigh, they are proven right. We'll have to wait and see if this is that time. Robert, it's always a pleasure and we hope to talk to you again soon. Lord Robert Hayward is a Conservative peer, former MP and political analyst.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.